Greetings. It's me again, Ian Caleb, your Binge-Worthy Guru, with another episode of Binge-Worthy Guru. I just said it. Bring it to you another episode now. It's rare, and I think that's because I'm getting better at throwing these episodes out. But I binged the show yesterday, and I just couldn't wait to talk about it today. And I'm going to get right into it. It's a Netflix show. It's called The Night Agent. And I'm going to tell you off the rip, if you're into action, action-packed conspiracy, political conspiracies, Man on the Run, Born Identity, Jack Reacher, Enemy of the State, the movie. If you're into any of those kind of shows, of course I can think of other stuff. Vantage Point, the movie. But again, conspiracy type stuff, political, fugitive, whodunit in a White House setting type thing. This is absolutely positively the show for you. It was 10 episodes. And I mean, shoot, I was kind of like going to bed later than I needed to because I really wanted to finish it, because I don't like shows where there's like mistaken identity shows or shows where someone is framed or any of that kind of stuff. And this show kind of had those elements. So this is going to be very, very short because it's a very simple, to the point show. The Night Agent. Now, I should have went to Google University and Googled if there is a such thing as a night agent. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's going to Google that. You know what? I'm going to pause. I'm literally going to pause and I'm going to look it up and I'm going to come back. I'm not even going to edit this out because that's a question I had. Yep. You all aren't going to see the length of time it took me to research that, but it's not a night agent program per se. Like, of course, the United States government probably has something similar, but there isn't like a confirmed night agent like program. Anyway, so let me just go ahead and define what night agent is. So basically, it's like this agency where CIA, DEA, FBI, former of those, whatever, they're kind of like spies in the United States. But this particular character, Peter Sutherland, I want to say that's his name. He sits at this desk in the White House in like this basement area, and he is basically like a glorified administrator. Like, he sits by a phone, works the night shift, and he waits for the phone to ring. And if the phone rings, he asks for a certain code word and he routes that information to a higher authority to get the right agents to help whoever the person is in need. So that's what he does. So he's also a conflicted hero because his father, who was also in, I want to say the FBI or CIA or something of that nature, was framed. Was considered a traitor to his country. So Peter has demons to contend with because that incident happened when he was a teenager and it kind of shaped his journey into even joining the FBI. So, he's sitting here minding his own business, doing Sudoku or whatever, at his desk. The phone rings. He answers. And it's this frantic lady that's like, oh, my God, I was told to call this number. And he's asking for the code words and stuff. She's like, I don't know this shit. What are you talking about? And he's like, you got the wrong number. She's like, no, I don't. I was told to call this number. And, please help me. They're trying to kill me, blah, blah, blah. And he ends up assisting her, and she built a trust with him to not give away the plot, spend the rest of the season trying to figure out who was behind the murder or murders or disappearance. I'm not saying either way what it is, the disappearances or murder or the harm, hurt, injury of the people that prompted her to call in the first place. Peter is working alongside the chief of staff, who has taken him on as kind of like a protege. And their relationship is pretty weird. And basically, as the plot goes on, this guy, who's basically a basement phone answerer clerk, is now involved in political espionage, getting in very deep, because the more he researches what's going on, the more he realizes that there might be someone in the White House that might be facilitating and pulling the strings. He thus then becomes endangered with this lady. So that's it. I mean, I wish I could make this longer, but I can't. Like, it's just that's the show. Like, but it's really good. It's good, action packed. I mean, I like how they weaved the personal struggles that Peter was dealing with. I liked how they kept the chemistry. Mainly, you're just seeing he and the other girl, the initial victim in this. And it's basically a whodunit. It's like putting the clues together. And when they got the clues together, they figured it all out. Now everyone is getting frantic because now we know all the people who are involved or the person that's involved. And they're like, oh, shoot, he's on to us. What do we do? Let's kill him. Let's get rid of him. And here we are. That's it. That's it. The other story, the B story, is the vice president's daughter. She has her own little story going on, and she ends up being connected to the entire plot. So when you start watching the initial episodes and you see us bouncing to her in college, understand that eventually she's going to tie into everything, as well as her secret agent detail. I want to say his name is D.B. Woodside. He was in he acted in Lucifer. He was in a lot of movies or shows. But I just remember him recently as Lucifer in as his brother. But anyway, he's in it. And, you know, so everyone eventually connects. All the characters that we see separately, they're all going to convene in this coincidental, quote unquote, air quotes, coincidental plot twist where everyone's connected together. But regardless, I enjoyed it to such a point where I'm OK with them doing that. It was, you know, it was well acted. It was action packed. It was cool. It had the right elements. Definitely worth binging. Like I really, you know, by the time I got to episode 7, I'm like, I really should be laying down for the next day. But I was like, I'm gonna have to stay up and get to episode 10, hell or high water. And I did. And they delivered. The ending was nice. A little bittersweet. But yeah, definitely. Because we find out I'm not saying the ending was bittersweet because of this next statement. He also finds out about his father, like what really happened, how things went down. And I was it was cool how they handled that particular situation. Again, that's not why I was saying it was bittersweet. There was something else that happened that the season finale was bittersweet. But, you know, everything can't be wrapped up in this pretty tight little bow. I'm okay with that. Will it be a season 2? That's a very good question. I mean, the way they ended it, I could see them making it a season 2, but I think they would have to completely deviate from it. It would have to be a completely different plot to make a season 2, unless all the people in the criminal enterprise, everyone who did what they needed to do, may or may not have gotten away. For those who may or may not have gotten away, I could see them possibly doing a season 2 from that, but it will be a huge stretch. So I was told from my research, it's a very popular show. It was a hit. So they're going to find a way to do a season 2. I just don't know how they're going to do it, especially keeping. Well, of course, they'll keep Peter Sutherland. He's the lead, but the co-lead, I can't think of her name. Well, of course, I don't remember her. Oh, her name is Rose. Her character's name is Rose. I would like to see them back together. But seeing them back together for another 10 episodes, solving another mystery, just seems very far-fetched. I would be very curious to see how Netflix, the writers and the producers pull that off. So that's it. I wish I had more, but I don't. I mean, I made it short so you all can listen to more episodes and get your list of shows that you need to binge. Yes, have a list. And that's it. And you know what's coming next. Happy binging.